Thank you for joining me today as we begin a new month together here on God Is. And let's get back to the New Testament book of Acts. Last time we saw how the gospel, the good news about Jesus Christ, had spread from Jerusalem to Samaria, just as Jesus commanded that it must. This was done by the power of the Holy Spirit. Today we're going to see the gospel again on the move to the remotest part of the earth at that time. Come with me in your Bible to Acts chapter 13, or give a listen as I read these passages today. And here's what else you can do. I'll be mentioning and tracking in some detail what we call the three missionary journeys of the Apostle Paul. And if you turn to the very back of any good, solid Bible, you will find there some maps. A majority of Bibles include the maps of Paul's three missionary journeys. When I flip to the back of my Bible, I have them, and you should too. If you have the scripture with you, turn there now. That's going to help you later in the broadcast when I move us along through the text. You'll be able to see exactly what route Paul and the other disciples took. Now, you may say, well, I'm out here on 93 or 128 Swallows, so I cannot turn to any maps. I don't think my GPS includes ancient Asia, Greece, Syria, and Israel. Look, I hear you, so do yourself a favor and download a free podcast of this broadcast later. Then get your Bible maps out, listen again, and follow the maps as you do. You'll find this podcast at 590amtheword.com. Now, just to get us going, I will read Acts 13, verses 1 through 4. Now, there were at Antioch, in the church that was there, prophets and teachers, Barnabas and Simeon, who was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. While they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. Notice four truths up front. One, they are in Antioch, and Antioch is not in Jerusalem, or Judea, or Samaria. Antioch was in what is now modern-day Turkey. Two, Saul is there, and this is Saul, who is Paul. Yes, Paul the apostle and missionary. At this point in Acts, the text still calls him Saul. Saul was his Hebrew name. And Saul, Paul, was the greatest missionary to ever live. Three, did you hear the presence of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit said, being sent out by the Holy Spirit. The text emphasizes the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He speaks and he sends out. In other words, the Holy Spirit is a missionary sending force. And four, Barnabas and Saul, aka Paul, go to the coast at Seleucia, get in the boat, and go sailing to Cyprus. Cyprus is modern day, you guessed it, Cyprus. And the next verse, Acts 13 verse 5, tells us that they successfully reached Salamis, which is on the island of Cyprus. And listen to what else verse 5 says. They began to proclaim the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. So Barnabas and Saul do what they have been taught by the Lord, and they follow the pattern of Philip and proclaim Jesus, who is the word of God. And they do so to Jews in the synagogue, but a synagogue that is outside of Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. And now drop down briefly to verse 9. This is Acts 13, verse 9. But Saul, who was also known as Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit. There is the Bible now using Paul, and notice again that Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit, and I have told you what being filled with the Holy Spirit means. And so let me just say here that Paul is empowered by the same Spirit that strengthened Peter in Jerusalem and Philip in Samaria. The Holy Spirit travels really well. He is with Christ's people because he is in Christ's people. The Holy Spirit is with Christ's people because he is in Christ's people. And that is true both then and now. And as Paul's first missionary journey continued with the Holy Spirit as his guide, he continues to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ first to his fellow Jews. In fact, in verse 13 of Acts chapter 13, Paul and his traveling companions got in a boat and again sailed away from Cyprus to a place called Perga, That's in ancient Asia and modern-day Turkey. And when they get there, they press on into the mainland and come to a place called Antioch. Now let's be careful with our geography here. Earlier they were in Antioch, but that was Syrian Antioch. This is Pisidian Antioch. Pisidia was a region of the mountains of what was ancient Asia Minor and is now modern-day Turkey. But again, this is further west of the Syrian Antioch from earlier in chapter 13. We've got to keep our geography straight. And when they get to Pisidian Antioch, the Apostle Paul launches a major, lengthy sermon. It's a gem. I mean, this is really preaching. But we do not have time to read it today. However, I urge you to read Acts 13, verses 16 to 41 on your own. That's Acts chapter 13, verses 16 through 41. Give it a good read. But I want to get us down to verses 49 and 52 of Acts 13. This is a really long chapter of the Bible. Listen to what the Holy Spirit was doing through Paul and his companions. Acts 13, verses 49 and 52. And the word of the Lord was being spread through the whole region, and the disciples were continually filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. This is what we see, page after page in the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit. He is essential for the empowerment of Paul and the other apostles and disciples. And Acts 13 provides us with something else, the redirection of Paul's ministry to Gentiles. Gentiles are non-Jews. Most of you listening to me are Gentiles because you are not Jewish. Acts 13, verse 46, says that Barnabas and Paul were now turning to the Gentiles. And that's key because this meant that the gospel was now going to, as I quote Jesus again in Acts 1, the remotest parts of the earth. And as we read along in the Acts, we see this is completely true. In summary, Paul goes to Iconium, Lystra, Derbe, and then on the return trip back to Lystra, Iconium, Pisidian Antioch, Pamphylia, Perga, and Attalia, and then Antioch in Syria, and finally through Phoenicia and Samaria, and back up to Jerusalem for the famous Jerusalem Council in Acts chapter 15. And that completes Paul's first missionary journey. And all this time, in all these places, the Holy Spirit demonstrates the power of God to proclaim the gospel and draw people to repentance as the church is planted and grows in number. Still, as I summarize, in Acts 15, verse 36, through Acts 18, verse 22, Paul the Apostle goes on the road and the seas again on his second missionary journey. And in Acts 18, verse 23, all the way to Acts 21, verse 16, the Apostle Paul engages in his third missionary journey. It might interest you to know that estimates are he traveled 1,400 miles on the first journey, 2,800 miles on the second journey, and 2,700 miles on the third journey. That was a lot of walking and a lot of sailing in wretched conditions. We should all think about this the next time we choose to stay home from our local church when a little snow is falling on a winter's Sunday morning, or when we close the curtains and go back to bed on a rainy day when we could have shared the gospel with our neighbor. Well, it's at Acts chapter 19 where I want to invest some time. Here, Paul is well into the remotest parts of the earth, at the command and call of Jesus. And so look at and or listen with me to what happens. Let me read all of Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 10, so that we nail down the context. Listen now to Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. It happened that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul passed through the upper country and came to Ephesus and found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" And they said to him, "No, we have not even heard whether there is a Holy Spirit." And Paul said, "Into what then were you baptized?" And they said, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in him who was coming after him, that is, in Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands upon them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began speaking with tongues and prophesying. They were all in about 12 men. And Paul entered the synagogue and continued speaking out boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading them about the kingdom of God. But when some were becoming hardened and disobedient, speaking evil of the way before the people, Paul withdrew from them and took away the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. This took place for 2 years, so that all who lived in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. You can read this for yourself in the book of Acts, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. In fact, please do read this before tomorrow's broadcast, because this is what I will be talking about. The Apostle Paul is now at Ephesus, that extraordinary ancient city, so essential to the world at that time. And again, we will witness the ministry of God the Holy Spirit and be sure to highlight his wonder-working power. And with that, and a few additional texts, we will end our series on the power of God. Now remember, beginning on Monday, I'll be on the road in Hong Kong, a journey of my own. And I'll sit down and interview, here on God Is, a good friend of mine who is an expert on China, and specifically urban Christians there, and on the church in China. We'll be talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the nation of China at present. So invite a friend to join you and plan on being here all next week for that interview as I come to you from Hong Kong, that amazing city in southern China. But before Monday does come Friday, so be here tomorrow on a Friday for more of God Is.